This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Hooman and Marcus Osborne, the original KO movie review team. We're settling them in now and trying to figure out all the technical difficulties. And we'll hopefully have them on in the 9 o'clock hour. Fingers crossed. Let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Is there a question that they might not get on?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, dear.
There shouldn't be a question. You got Guitar John taking care of it. He's pretty damn good at everything.
Well, there's nothing I'm going to be able to do to help the situation, so.
All right.
I'm just putting my faith in the man.
Okay. This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check out any videos or helpful links we mentioned on air by following our Facebook page. Thank
All
you.
All right.
So I mentioned earlier, and I sort of looked at a lot of the stuff that was there, but Santa Clara County has now put out sort of their guidelines for kids going back to school, sort of running alongside that story is pediatricians in the United States have said that they're strongly in favor of kids going back to school full time in the fall. And so I looked that up, and they absolutely have. Their recommendation is that first of all, they don't think that the transmission from kid to kid is as bad as the general public.
So I wonder why that is. It doesn't seem that they're all just humans. We're all humans. Like,
well, and someone wrote in. Someone texted in, and I don't have all this stuff up in front of me. I don't have the capability to have 20 things showing at once. But one of the things that the people who are writing in are saying, well, yeah, that's because, no, what they're saying is they've looked at other places that are coming out of this, and kids, they're saying kids don't seem to pass this as much to each other. Mm-hmm. It's not that they haven't been in school. It's that they're saying that as kids are getting back together, they're not passing it as much. You're right. They could go back and just completely, you know, eliminate
that
statement.
Theory. Right.
You know, and with just another press release, and we'll all just have to go, oh, another thing
okay.
They backtracked on.
The next
but
reality.
They're saying not only is there mounting evidence that kids are less likely to catch or transmit coronavirus, they say schools are fundamental to child and adolescent development and well-being.
Sure.
We've certainly seen generations from the past that have gone through different things. I remember my uncle Fred had a horrible limp, and I never knew him to not have it, but he's a guy who got polio and then never walked the same again.
Yep.
And that's just one of those things that a generation dealt with. And you kind of go,
right?
Polio, what's that? Well, it's gone, but it wasn't then.
We've got a vaccine for it, so imagine that.
So it's a trip to see that, yeah, I guess we are going to have to wait and see how this long-term affects young people who have been trapped in the house and unable to hang with their friends and go through the normal social things that, you know, social isolation is not good for kids is what it comes down to. They say it breeds serious social and emotional and health issues. So that's pediatricians here in the United States saying, however you got to do it, get them back in school.
Right.
By the way, I mentioned that that drug it's not a vaccine, but Gilead Sciences is here. They're local. and they've got a drug that they're going to be that helps you recover. And one of the things texters wrote in was those guys have been using taxpayer money, and they're right. The $70 million in tax, at least $70 million in taxpayer money went to help them develop this drug, and
wow,
they'll make all the profits when they start selling it.
Wow. And they don't have to pay back the $70 million. That's like a grant to develop this. And they're going to charge $3,000 a dose.
No.
That's the
current
Gilead
story. Right.
Come on now.
Do you remember the story you did about people pooping and peeing all around the Queen's castle?
Oh, how can I forget? It was ever so despicable.
One of the things...
No!
Right, this is happening in other places. It's not the only place with closed public bathrooms. And one of the debates that has broken out online is, can you film someone doing this in public to shame them and teach them that they shouldn't do that? If you post that,
right,
does that become a crime that you're
scat
committing?
Porn? Yeah, I mean, it does, actually, I guess. I don't know. It's maybe you could just film them from the shoulders up. I don't know. That's a solid question.
I don't have an answer.
Having to watch it.
Here's my suggestion. Mind your own business.
Or film it and don't post it and go to the police instead of, you know, your social media. How about that?
Because the police want to deal with that.
Well, I mean, listen, if we defund the police, there'll be a whole group of people who are skilled and ready to deal with that. They'll be like the side unit, the poop police.
Because that's a unit. I mean, that is... God, that
yeah
is ridiculous.
Nobody signs up for that.
Right. Nobody does. You're right.
So mainly as long as you're in public, they have the right to film you, I think.
Yeah,
but
I think that...
To post that would be considered, I mean, pornographic, I guess. Is that...
I don't know.
Just too gross for normal consumption?
I don't know. I don't. All I know is I would suggest if you're asking this reporter, my suggestion is mind your own business. Yes, it's gross. No, they shouldn't do it. But you are possibly getting yourself involved in, at the very least, a fist fight and,
right,
and maybe some kind of court struggle, you know, which nobody wants.
Right.
I got no money or time for that. You?
No, I no to both.
So.
No, thank you.
My next story is, I never really look at these, you know, this day in history things, but 45 years ago in 1975, Disney's The Apple Dumpling Gang was released. Now, this is something I have seen. I haven't seen a lot of old movies, but this is starring Tim Conway, Harry Morgan, and Don Knotts. Bixby. But
I really don't know if I've seen that. I've certainly heard of it, but
I loved this movie. And now all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I got to watch that. I wonder if I would still like it.
Oh, my God. Watch it and then tell me.
I will. I don't know if it's on Disney Plus, but we have that and I'll go look for it. I'm even going to save this piece of paper.
There you go.
So I
bet you'll never find that piece of paper again.
I will. No, I will. I absolutely will. what's my time? Let me see. Hold on. Oh,
you have plenty
of
time.
Yeah. One other thing. 36 years ago today in 1984, the PG-13 rating was created and X rating became NC-17. The first PG-13 movie didn't hit theaters until a month later. Do you know what it was?
What year was this?
1984.
I'll say E.T.
Nope.
The extraterrestrial.
Should I save that just in case the... No, they don't want to bother with that. They're going to do a movie. It was called Red Dawn. Was that a Swayze movie?
God, the first thing that popped into my head was Sean Penn, but it couldn't have been, right? Red Dawn? I don't know.
Red Dawn. I mean, of course, for kids who weren't...
Yeah, you're right.
It
Vinny
was a Swayze.
Yeah.
Oh, it Swayze. Was Swayze. Oh, my God. Hilarious.
For kids ding, who ding didn't grow up in the 80s, our nemesis at the time was the Soviet Union,
yeah,
now known as Russia. But all the movies had something to do with that. The Ruskies, the Reds, the...
Right.
Very funny.
That
Charlie Sheen,
that,
too.
Oh, Charlie Sheen. Oh, funny.
Oh, my.
Is it based on a book? Isn't it like a famous author's book or something? Or am I thinking of The Hunt for Red October? I might be completely
Yes, there's that too, though. I loved that movie and the book, actually. I read a lot of those books.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan, right?
I think so.
And I think so, too. Anyway, one last story. I should have done this, grouped this with my COVID stories, but I thought it was... Here's a person who had to sacrifice a lot, and I know how this would feel. A nurse in England who'd been living apart from her two-year-old for more than... It was like 3 months because she was working and self-quarantining. She didn't want to get her family sick. She got to reunite with him the other day, and the photos are just exactly what you think they are. This is the first time she's seen him after 3 months of separation. She's completely losing her mind.
Of course she is. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, but phone calls, just, you know, and even FaceTime phone calls, that just doesn't do it. I'm sure you had a scene like that with Maka yesterday when she came over to see the
Exactly
see
right. And
the little
Charlotte
people
Cole,
in your life.
Who's a nurse, said it felt like Christmas when she finally got to squeeze her little lad for the first time in nearly 3 months away while she's been working with coronavirus patients. So it's pretty neat. She said it's been agonizing. She's been busy, but, you know, missing her kid, and now she finally gets to see him. And I think she's squeezing the living life out of him, which, okay.
You know, take it easy. You don't want to... Squeeze the living life out of him.
No, you don't. You sure do not. All right, let me do a couple texts. Oh,
can I,
real
can
quick.
I start with, oh, go ahead.
Real quick. People, for some reason, are now eating their steaks at their cookouts. Well done.
They think there's COVID in there?
I don't know. Maybe that is it. But
maybe people who don't know how to grill are cooking the steaks for them?
The majority of Americans now prefer their steaks well done. Medium well is next. And medium comes in third. I'm surprised. Boy. I've always been told you have to have some pink in that meat, or you're taking the flavor out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I would ask for medium rare, but they always do it too raw, so I usually go medium. Hey, I have a quick text here from Jane.
Jane's texting you.
She is. She says, "I went to see Red Dawn at the drive-in the week it came out. Funny how drive-ins used to seem retro. Now they're new again."
It's Jane.
Love that, Jane.
I love that, Jane.
So our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. The Apple Dumpling Gang is on Disney Plus. I remember seeing it in the movie theater. Yeah, I loved that movie. Don Knotts, you know, kooky.
Yeah, sure.
Tim Conway, kooky. They're just funny.
I mean, I'll have to watch that too. Maybe we should watch it and live tweet it, if that's a thing, right?
We don't tweet. Who are you?
Live tweet?
Isn't that what people do? They all watch shows and live tweet. Oh, community. We've lost it.
Vinny, I live in your old South San Jose area you used to live in. The after-school care has returned to having summer camp for kids. My kids have been attending for 2 weeks or so now.
That must be.
And the only problem I've heard from them is kids getting overheated from wearing masks. Not saying they shouldn't, but that is one of the complaints.
Well, there is no question that, you know, summertime is hot and you want to wear as little as possible. And when you're breathing heavily because you're a kid running around into a mask, that's got to get... Those masks must be disgusting by the end of the day.
It's got to be another... difficult to keep those masks on for the kids, too.
Right.
You know,
It's difficult to get kids to do anything. Damn thing. Yeah. Name it. Anything.
Kids.
Here's 707. Thanks, pediatricians. I can't wait to see you quadruple classroom space before August. Sincerely, the educators who have to make that happen. Yeah, I don't. I understand the issue. Yeah. But I do. But their point is well taken, which is, you know, humans in general are social beings. Kids need that social experience.
Right.
They just do.
That's why school is so tough, because everyone's learning how to be a human.
Mm-hmm. Mm. We need more Sarah plus Kim voice.
Oh, it's Sarkim. Amazing. Embrace it. I didn't even do any quotes in that voice today.
Someone is saying they think Kanye did that for Kim because she just officially became a billionaire. That's why she got the...
I thought she only had $900 million.
This is just a text. I don't know.
Just congratulating me on the sale of my makeup line to Coty. 20% of it. I still am the majority shareholder.
I'll read a few more texts, and we'll have our first visit from the KO... I don't know how long it's been, but it's been...
Years.
Is it the first visit this year, at least?
Oh, at least this year. And Hooman, I think Hooman and Marcus together as the movie review team has got to be 2 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, no. So that's up next,
we'll figure it out after this.
We'll figure it out.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.